Welcome to the Recruitment Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Tom Birkinshaw, and today we are joined by our Reflex Managing Director, Ranjit Singh, who met with our Reflex partner, Jenny Armstrong, founder of Bohemium HR. Jenny started her career at Hays and quickly jumped at the opportunity to launch and run the HR sector within the business. After a successful 20 years within the industry and with the UK coming out of COVID-19, Jenny decided now was the time to set up her own company and started Bohemium HR. Jenny partnered with Recruitment Entrepreneur's Reflex offering to support her on the journey of building a successful business. She has since gone from strength to strength within the human resources sectors and offers not only recruitment, but also Bohemian HR Flex, an ad hoc interim model for small businesses. Jenny joined us to talk about the evolution within the HR recruitment sector and introducing contract recruitment.
Jenny, nice to have you here. Seldom do I come across anybody who works in recruitment and actually studied and desired to actually be in recruitment after their academia. So how did you fall into recruitment?
Well, so I started in a bit of recruitment in the world of HR. So I went into an HR job, and I did that for a couple of years, and it was good, it was fun, but there was something missing. And I ended up going to a recruitment agency to try and get a new job. And they ended up persuading me to come and work for them. They felt like I had the right skills. And then, as you say, the rest is history. That's like 25 years ago.
So 25 years that you started in recruitment. And what was that? What did that consist of, the 25 years? What was your journey like?
So I was with Hays. Many people will know Hays. Yeah. 15 years with Hays. So, and I started off in accountancy recruitment, weirdly, even though I'd come from an HR background, but very quickly evolved into more of an office support type recruiter. And then that's where HR recruitment was born in the Hays world. So I was one of the first consultants to join as an HR recruitment consultant. And then it's been HR recruitment ever since. So 15 years with Hays, then I went into an HR consultancy and went as one of their first employees and built an HR consultancy through my recruitment skills. And then did a short stint with another recruitment company before setting up Bohemian HR.
You do tend to find consultants who work in HR tend to, as a byproduct, study do their CIPD, for instance. Is that what you did?
I didn't study my CIPD, but I think I could do an HR job now. Yes. Because I've talked to so many HR professionals over the years. I'm pretty sure if you put me in somewhere and said, handle that HR situation, I would have the answers to how to do it. But I enjoy what I do too much to ever go over to the HR side.
But you are qualified by experience, so you're a QBE.
QBE, definitely, yes.
And at what point did you decide to go out on your own and launch your own recruitment business? Yeah. What triggered that?
Well, you know what? I'd thought about it quite a few times over the years, but I think I had been a little bit afraid to take the leap. You know, never enough money in the bank or never the right time. There was always something happening. And then my business was kind of born out of quite a sad time, because I lost my sister very suddenly during the pandemic. So my life completely changed really quickly. And when I got back from, I had to fly home to go and see my family after losing Catherine. And when I got back, everything looked different. So when I went back into work, I looked around and I just thought, I actually want to do this for myself. And I felt like that risk element had gone. Like, you know, I just thought, sod it, I'm going to do it. You know, Catherine used to bang on at me all the time. Why are you doing this for other people? Do it for yourself. So I decided to set the business up as a tribute, really, to yes. Catherine. And I designed the brand and the way it looked with kind of Catherine's favourite colour at the heart. And really, I wanted to build a business that had my values at its core. So that's where the business came from.
So a homage to Catherine.
A homage to Catherine, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. It's been, and I'm sure she'd be very proud of you for your achievement so far.
Yeah.
What brought about the name?
The name. Yeah. So at the time, I was living on a houseboat in London and living very much the Bohemian lifestyle. And I think when when I worked in the corporate world, everybody used to say I was a bit of a corporate hippie. So I was an anomaly in the recruitment world. You know, everyone else, majority of the recruitment professionals were maybe suited and had a certain way about them. And I think always have had a bit of a hippie style way. So people used to say you're like a corporate hippie. So being a corporate hippie and living on a boat, it seemed like the perfect combination to create Bohemian HR. Yeah.
So no, that's brilliant. So you're not typically corporately dressed, which is fantastic in this current day and age.
Yeah.
And the long gone are the days where you're suited and booted. And it's evolution within the recruitment sector, isn't it?
It is.
So what were the challenges when you first set up your recruitment business?
Well, when I set up the business, it was in 2021. So we were still in some sort of lockdown or loose lockdown sort of scenario. We're still in that pandemic. So that was an interesting time to set up. But we were kind of emerging out. So the market was starting to pick up quite quickly, actually. So it was quite a good time to start. But you were doing everything, obviously, from home. So all you needed was your laptop. I was lucky because I set the business up with recruitment entrepreneurs. So I didn't feel alone doing that. You know, there was support setting up a website and getting all the T's and C's in place and all of that sort of lovely stuff that normally may have taken a bit more time. So I never felt alone doing it. I felt very supported. I think that I was lucky to, you know, have quite a number of people throughout my career that were supporters. So I got them all on board to kind of share the messaging when I first set up. And that really helped as well. So I think it's new, isn't it? So you're pushing yourself out your comfort zone. But I really enjoyed that. But there was a lot. There's a lot to learn. There's still a lot to learn.
There is. And it can be quite insular. You're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
Whereas historically, working for the likes of Hays, a big corporate organisation, you've got everything there set up for you. You've got finance, IT, you've got job boards, and to go out and do it on your own. The other challenge a lot of recruiters face when they go out on their own is they don't have that line management support where somebody's asking you, your KPIs, have you achieved this? And a lot of recruiters think, oh, do you know what, when I don't have this line management and somebody looking over my shoulder to see what KPIs I've hit or how many calls I've made, a lot of recruiters who set up on their own fail because they think, right, do you know what, I'm going to work it on my own terms. I've got a larger marketplace, I can go after any vertical, but they're not focused enough and they lose track of their ultimate goal. And how did you motivate yourself and how did you structure yourself throughout your day-to-day role?
It's a good question. I think because I've got such a lot of experience behind me, a lot of what I've learned over the years has been quite ingrained, and actually I had to almost unlearn some of it because there was that whole, you know, back in those days it was 8 till 6 and it was full on the whole time. So I almost had to unlearn some of that and remember that I'm working for myself, so I don't have to be running a million miles per hour, and I could do things my way. But I also had to remind myself that this is my business, and you've got to give yourself some sort of structure. So I had to put some structure in place for myself, so almost manage me, if that makes sense.
It does indeed.
You know, so remind yourself you need to keep the BD wheel turning when you're busy filling jobs, because it's very easy. And I've had a couple of situations over the last couple of years where you have got so focused on filling the jobs with the clients that you haven't kept in touch with maybe previous clients or tried to open up new clients. And then when you fill all the jobs, you realize, oh, I need to start business developing again. So, you know, there's lots of learns there about how do you keep the BD wheel turning while you're busy filling jobs. How do you keep up with all the administration, keeping in touch with all your candidates? So there's a lot to do. So giving myself some structure, reminding myself of what I used to do and how that shouldn't change to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but doing it in a way that works for me and my brand.
We've all been there, I think, where we've experienced either colleagues, we've done it ourselves, or you've managed people that bill, have a really good month, have a really good 2 months, and then they just completely take their eye off their sort of objectives, and they have a couple of months where they don't do any revenue whatsoever, and that's frustrating for them. And it doesn't help their success in the long run, does it?
Yeah.
So it's just maintaining that consistency to look forward, look at 3 months in advance, yeah. where is my billing going to come in?
Yeah.
And if you've got a pipeline that's 3 months in advance, you can afford to go on holiday and not worry yeah. about it, can't you?
Yeah. Well, that'll be nice when eventually I get to go on holiday. I think the structure helps, especially working from home. But I think because we'd been in that lockdown pandemic where we'd all been working from home, I think I'd already got myself into a position where, you know, I had an element of structure about being at home. But things like, you know, I get up and get ready and get dressed for going to work, even if I am just at home, you know. Mm. So I'll be in front of my laptop, you know, with my cup of coffee. I'm a bit of an early bird, so it's normally, yeah, early. I don't need to say what time because it's too early. But, you know, 7 a.m. I'm sat on my laptop and I'm dressed and I'm ready for work. And I think part that putting that sort of structure and routine in place really does help you get moving. I think there could be a risk when you're working for yourself and on your own from home that things slip and you get distracted and you maybe work maybe less hours. I mean, it's entirely up to you how many hours you do, but it depends where you want to take your business, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Funny you should say that, actually. I do remember during the pandemic when the kids were working, studying from home, and we'd say, right, get your school uniform yeah. on, sit at the kitchen table, and let's do some schooling. And it does apply within your career, within your job, and to adapt to that. I think that's been a great success for you, to be fair, to have that structure, have that become regimented, and off the back of that, you'll do well, won't you?
Yeah. And it's a learn, you know, I think that when you don't have everyone around you, you don't have all the extra support, you're not working as part of a team, you have to learn what's important, prioritise, you know, make sure in recruitment, gosh, getting back to your candidates is so vital, and that's very time consuming, especially if you've got a large volume of applications. So it's about putting systems and processes in place that make that much more achievable and possible so that you can handle the amount of work that you've got on your plate.
Talking about systems, going back to when you first started in Hays and looking at where the technology has moved on within recruitment to now, how have you adapted to technology?
Yeah, well, I've had to.
Have you embraced it or rejected it?
There's an element of fear around it, I'm not going to lie, especially when you've been doing recruitment for as long as I have. I think the important thing about recruitment and HR recruitment, but I think all recruitment is relationships. So you can't lose sight of that. And there's no better way to build a relationship than actually having a conversation. So I very much keep that at my core. And I think that my business has been built through relationships. So I don't lose that. I think technology absolutely has a place, but so does the communication and relationships and building, because you end up building personal relationships up with your candidates. You know, they call you on a regular basis, and that's what you want. You want candidates that are, you get to know, and then they're picking up the phone to you to tell you what's happening in their world, not just professionally, but personally as well, so that they think about you when they're maybe hiring into their team, as well as when they're looking for a job. So I think relationship, yes, absolutely at the core, but you can use technology to support and build those relationships further. So obviously we've got our database. I use LinkedIn a lot.
Yes.
I do a lot of direct recruitment, direct hiring. But I use things like video capture to message my candidates. So I know that HR directors are very busy people, and actually just picking up the phone and catching them unaware sometimes can be a bit frustrating. So I drop them a video capture with a message. So it's personal. you know, they still get to see your face and get to hear your voice, but it's not necessarily interrupting their day, allows them an opportunity to come back and put some time in. So I use video capture, I use Calendly to sort of help schedule interviews rather than to-ing and fro-ing with people. What other things do I use? Pager to support with my social media posting so I can do scheduling. So I'm trying to adapt
yes.
and modernize myself. And I think these things really help. Yes. You know, I can sit on a Sunday evening and write up my LinkedIn posts for the week and schedule them all through Pager, you know, share thought leadership, write blogs. And then that frees up my week to do the day-to-day recruitment work. Mm. And then, you know, Calendly means that people can just book time, and I've got my schedule worked out. So it means that people can book time in when it suits them, but also works for my diary. So yeah, we can use technology to make life a lot easier.
Yes, it is completely evolving at breakneck speeds, isn't it? Technology with the introduction of AI, the likes of ChatGPT, it's changing our role significantly. I'm not saying go back to your yellow pages and your Rolodex, but I think a massive positive on your behalf is that you are evolving, you are trying new bits of tech. And I think that's what you've got to do. Otherwise, you will stagnate, won't you, within this forever changing recruitment market.
But I think, you know, staying current in what's happening in your sector as well. So HR, from a tech perspective, is evolving at high speed. You know, the way people can find out information, HRIS, the HR systems, for example, that people are implementing, and the amount that employees can do for themselves now from an HR perspective, you know, so we need to stay current so that we can advise our clients about the current trends and what the market's doing, and also make sure that our candidates are staying current so that they've got the best opportunity to find the best jobs out there in the marketplace. So there's more to technology than just using it yourself. It's about making sure that your candidates and clients are aware of what's happening in that space as well.
Do you think there's going to be significant role type changes going forward within the HR sector?
Most definitely, yes. Mm. I mean, we talk about human resources, but now we're, you know, HR, which has evolved from personnel, but now we're talking about people and talent, which has evolved from HR. You know, we talk about engagement and culture, employee experience. You know, there's so many different ways of onboarding people now into organizations. We all work in such a diverse way as well. You know, you've got hybrid, remote, there's all sorts going on. So from an HR perspective or a people and talent perspective, we've had to evolve because the way we work has evolved so dramatically, so quickly, which has been, you know, sped up through the pandemic, really.
You've also been very strong at evolving your business, where you've not only done permanent recruitment, permanent hires, you've also consulted on client site as well.
Yeah.
So you split your week consulting for a number of clients, whilst also maintaining contractors' temps out.
Yeah.
At what stage did that change where you've actually decided that I'm going to actually consult for clients?
The first time I went in to do some freelance work, it was really because the person who was looking for a freelancer is someone I've worked with before, and she was really keen that I supported them. So I ended up doing that, and that's been a long-term relationship with the client now. So I do that on a part-time basis. Permanent recruitment is always been bread and butter. Interim is something I've done for years. I love doing interim because it's that you're really providing a solution to a problem. It's you work at pace. You know, when a client comes to me and says they're going through a transformation and they need an interim to support that transformation, but they need somebody on Monday, that is music to my ears. I love that type of work. I've got a great network of people in my community that love that type of work too. So it's great because then I'm giving people what they want, and that's ultimately what I love to do, is help people. And then the newer piece of work that we're doing is consulting, which is where through HR consultants, we provide solutions to clients on things like improving their culture or, you know, maybe merging two organizations together and harmonizing their terms and conditions. All of these types of things are where our consulting work comes in, as opposed to interim. So they're all people related services, but they just have slightly different labels.
It's one thing that you won't do is find your role monotonous. No. With the amount of variety
it's
you
not
have
boring.
Within your business. No, it's brilliant that you have adapted to the marketplace. And, you know, and currently the marketplace is continually evolving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I think the key is I want Bohemian HR to provide my clients with a solution. And what's great is going in and talking to a client and not just going in with one solution, you know, thinking. So they might come to you and say, I need a permanent head of HR. But when you go in to talk to them, you realise actually what they need right now and what they're going to need in 6 months' time is totally different. So instead of just selling them a permanent head of HR, I can say to them, I can actually give you an interim HR consultant to take you to where you need to be in order to hire your permanent head of HR. I can give them a solution that's more fit for purpose as opposed to just selling one service and giving them what they've asked for in the first place.
And on that note, you are an expert in recruiting within formerly personnel, HR. Yeah. You are an expert in that arena, but you're also a part of a network within Recruitment Entrepreneur. You've recently partnered with a JV business within Recruitment Entrepreneur. What type of roles have you been sharing with them and jointly collaborating with them on?
I think the beauty of having the joint ventures is that when your client needs something that's not HR, like finance or admin, I'm able to facilitate that to make that work for them. So I've been able to reach out to a finance and accounting joint venture, and I've also reached out to a more operations type organisation to support me in providing candidates for my clients. So it's been brilliant and it's been seamless. You know, they've been doing all the candidate work and making sure they've got the right people, and then I do a bit of due diligence and then put them in front of the client. So it's great to be able to offer those services without me spending lots of time trying to find talent that's not in my sort of sweet spot.
Fantastic. So where do you see the journey ahead for Bohemian HR?
What I would like is to see each of those services evolving. The consulting element of what I do, I really enjoy. What I really enjoy is building relationships with people and taking, you know, working with them through that. And consulting gives you that opportunity to oversee a project and make sure the consultants are happy and they've got everything that they need and that the client has that end outcome. So I love that. So I'd love to see that continue to grow. Interim, obviously, is my baby, and I love doing all of that work. And I've got a fantastic network that I love to engage with. Permanent recruitment is great fun as well. So I just want to see all three basically evolving, and then maybe I'll have to bring somebody else in.
Yes. You mentioned once that your son actually suggested that he had loved to work for you, and that may be on the cards in the future.
I don't know. I think he just thinks that means he's going to get handed a business. He doesn't actually understand. I don't think he realises that he has to do the work as well.
Good, good. And you're obviously very motivated to run your business, and that takes a lot of energy. How do you de-stress? I envy your exercise regime.
Most people de-stress by relaxing, and I de-stress by running. And it's got a bit extreme of late. So it's now we do quite a few ultra running, endurance running. So I spend my week probably exercise. I think it's about 5 or 6 times a week exercising. So do that. And then, you know, chilling at home with the dogs. I live in the countryside. It's great.
Beautiful. What's been your greatest achievement within Bohemian HR?
What's been my greatest achievement? I think, you know, running your own business is fantastic, but it's also quite difficult, hard, or not easy, I should say, sometimes. So being resilient and taking all the good bits and celebrating those, and then really working hard when things are tougher, you know, rather than letting it take hold of you. I think recruitment is a real pleasure to be able to work with people and help them find the job that they're looking for or the assignment that they want. And being able to do that, I think, is my greatest achievement. And it's what will continue to be, is just simply getting to know people, building relationships and helping them find what they want to do.
And that feeling of speaking to a candidate and on the first day that they've started on a job, yeah, that you appointed them in, and you've managed to change their life,
yeah,
for the positive.
Exactly. If you think about it, we are in our jobs the majority of our, most of our lives we're working. To help somebody find their dream job is really making a massive difference to their life. And that's a real, privilege, I think.
Good, good. No, it's been an absolute privilege having you as a Reflex partner. And we look forward to continuing to see you grow. And we're on this journey with you. And
thank you.
Yeah. If anybody wants to reach out to you, what's your email address and what's your website?
Yeah, so my website is bohemianhr.com and my email is simply jenny@bohemianhr.com. So anybody can reach out. Always happy to talk and help.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time today, Jenny.
Thank you.